The president's report gives the Iraqi government a satisfactory rating on 8 benchmarks, unsatisfactory on 8 others, and a mixed assessment on 2 points. Mr. Bush said he knew from the beginning that it would provide fuel for both sides of the ongoing public and congressional debate about the new strategy and troop surge he announced in January.
Those who believe that the battle in Iraq is lost will likely point to the unsatisfactory performance on some of the political benchmarks. Those of us who believe the battle in Iraq can and must be won see the satisfactory performance on several of the security benchmarks as a cause for optimism.
The president's prediction was right. Anti-war activist Moira Whalen of the National Security Network.
Even his satisfactory benchmarks failed to demonstrate any real success in Iraq. The overall message here is that the surge is a complete failure.
Those satisfactory Iraqi government benchmarks include forming a committee to evaluate the Iraqi constitution, not allowing the creation of safe havens for violent groups, progress on a law to create semi-autonomous regions, and providing 3 combat brigades, about 10,000 troops, to help bring security to Baghdad. But the National Security Network disputes those claims of progress. Ian Goldenberg is a researcher who put together what the group calls a fact-checking report on the president's document.
They brought in 3 brigades, but the brigades were poorly trained and understaffed and probably came in roughly somewhere between 50 and 70% of what they'd actually offered. And that there are a lot of news reports about how the Baghdad security operation was behind schedule because of the fact that they didn't have enough people.
Goldenberg and other anti-war activists also emphasized the areas where President Bush acknowledged the Iraqi government's performance was not satisfactory. Those include the lack of progress on key laws on sharing oil revenues and easing de-Ba'athification, failure to end political interference in military decisions, a lack of fairness to the various sectarian groups by law enforcement authorities, and a promise to increase the number of Iraqi military units capable of operating independently. Still, supporters of the president stress the difficulty of achieving those goals in the midst of a war, and say his 6-month-old new strategy and the 1-month-old military offensive should be given more time. Among them is Brian Darling of the Heritage Foundation.
The president should be given more time. We're talking about fighting a war and defeating an enemy that is resourceful and could pose a danger to the continental United States. So it's important that the president be given time to win the war.
Darling points out that U.S. generals in Iraq say they're making progress and have appealed for more time, and he believes the president is right to listen to them. Not surprisingly, the same divergent views on the president's report were expressed on Capitol Hill Thursday. In recent weeks, President Bush has lost the support of several senators from his own Republican Party, but others are sticking with him, including Senator Lindsey Graham.
For 2-3 years, many of us have urged a change in strategy. Well, now we've got one, and it's working. We have made mistakes, but the worst mistake is yet to come. The worst mistake would be to change strategy at a time when it is beginning to show dividends.
On the Democratic side, Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid, who has already said the war has been lost in Iraq, called for another strategy change now, one that would get U.S. troops out of Iraq as quickly as possible.
It's well past time for a change of course in Iraq. The time to do this is now, not September. We're told good progress is being made. How many times over the last 4.5 years have we heard this? Too many to number. Good progress is not being made.
September is when the president's next report is due, and even senior aides acknowledge they'll have to show more substantial progress in Iraq by then. If not, they may be hard-pressed to prevent Congress from trying to force a withdrawal of U.S. troops, a withdrawal that the president and many military officers believe would be premature and would lead to disaster for Iraq and possibly a regional war. Al Pessin, VOA News at the Pentagon.